Three Kansas wheat producers stepped out of the tractor and onto Capitol Hill in mid-September to share their on-the-ground perspective of the major issues impacting agriculture and present potential policy solutions in preparation for the next farm bill. Getting farmers on the Hill allows Kansas legislatures and their staff to ask farmers questions directly on issues they are discussing, said Shana DeGroat, Kansas Wheat Director of Membership and Governmental Affairs, who accompanied the group. Farmers can tell these legislators directly what's going on in farm country and fill in knowledge gaps. The delegation representing the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers was part of the larger fall fly-in organized by the National Association of Wheat Growers, which arranged for morning briefings with the USDA agency representatives on September 13th and 14th. During the afternoon each day, the Kansans, including Chris Tanner from Norton, Clay Shem from Sharon Springs, and Kyler Miller-Shasky from Lakin, met with elected officials and their staff with the U.S. Senate and U.S. House of Representatives. The COG delegation also had the opportunity to attend a reception with the Biennial Agricultural Trade Goodwill Mission from Taiwan, ahead of the delegation's visit to the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan, Kansas. I always feel fortunate when we go to D.C. that all of our offices are receptive and know that agriculture drives the Kansas economy and have our back, Tanner said. During the Hill visits, the COG crew walked legislators through the 2021-2022 growing season, with drought impacting most of the state. Average yields decreased significantly from the previous year, 38 bushels per acre in 2022 compared to the 52 bushels an acre in 2021. Despite the drop, Kansas continued to hold the title as the leading producer of winter wheat in 2022 at 260.3 million bushels, followed by Washington, Oklahoma, and Montana. While legislators cannot control the weather, they can assist Kansas farmers with other items on expanding lists of concerns, including the high costs and limited availability of fertilizer, high crop insurance premiums, shortages in farm labor, and continued drought and wildfires. The COG crew outlined how leaders can help farmers, including promoting agricultural exports, advocating for crop insurance programs, and reducing regulatory costs and supporting agricultural research. Tanner highlighted discussions on the practicality of regulations like commercial driver's license requirements for on-farm use. He also took the opportunity to discuss how potential adjustments to crop insurance practices could better reflect how crop rotations can widely impact insurance adjustments and serve a more effective safety net. All of the offices were very receptive to the issues we brought up and aware of current issues Kansas farmers are facing, DeGroat said. We have a delegation that serves on multiple committees that pertain to agriculture. The trio of farmers is back in Kansas and back to work for the fall field work season. Likewise, DeGroat pointed out that the policy work is also far from done. The fly-ins discussions garner a whole after-action to-do list. That's the role of COG. Continue the work to advocate on behalf of Kansas wheat farmers and plan and prioritize engagement on the policies and programs impacting their farming operations. Learn more about the benefits of joining COG and share your top concerns for the next farm bill at kansaswheat.com/advocacy. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.